Today's topic
is about our kid going to middle school. Isaiah, our lovely oldest son, started middle school a couple months ago. A couple months ago. Dang, it's already October. And it's been the most dramatic. Start off the first day when Melissa had to drop him off by herself.
What happened?
You realize how big the kids in eighth grade are.
Yeah, these kids are on steroids. Like, every kid that's not in sixth grade is on steroids. Even yesterday, or day before, whenever my sister was here, and we were stopping to get corn, and this kid in front of me was your height. And I literally was like, do you go to this school?
You asked him?
Yes.
What'd he say?
Yes. I said, well, what grade are you in? Eighth?
He was my height?
Kev, he was giant and big, like stocky, too.
My height and my size?
Yes. He probably wasn't literally 6 feet, but he was tall. Okay. He was taller than me.
Was he too Hana?
He was a stocky, big eighth grader. He was real goofy, though. Like, yes?
I'm real goofy.
No, like, he could tell he was a kid, but he was tall. I was like, you are taller than me.
So the other day, after I dropped Isaiah off, I was driving down the street and more kids were walking. The problem with Isaiah's school is it's a middle school and then there's a high school right next to it.
It's like three high schools right next to it.
Three high schools. And I think one's an alternative high school, like further back. But anyway, so let me tell you something. The difference between the size of a fifth grader.
Sixth grader.
No, fifth. When he was at his elementary school. And 3 months later, the size of seeing an eighth grader, it's ridiculous for parents. Because Isaiah was top of the food chain in elementary school.
Yeah.
And he's not even a small sixth grader. Like, he's about average height.
Oh, is he? I've been thinking he's little.
No, Joe's little.
Joe is little.
Isaiah is about average height. There's some kids that are taller than him, but a lot are shorter. But them eighth graders?
They're all ginormous.
Good grief. Second thing, what I was going to tell you is, after I dropped Isaiah off, I was driving down the street and I saw some kids who were maybe 13 lighting up a blunt.
Oh, wow. What grade are you in 13?
Eighth.
Oh, wow.
I mean, the kid had a perfect blunt. Not that I've ever smoked. I haven't. But I've seen blunts in my life because I was praying for people who smoked weed. And
wait, you've really had a blunt before?
No, I've seen one.
Oh, I was trying to make sure I understand the sarcasm in what you said.
No. I've never smoked a blunt. But I've seen one. And the kid lit it and was walking. And it just... The thing that scared me the most is it was like as easy as you tie your shoes.
Mm.
He flicked the lighter, started it off, puffed and passed to another kid who probably is 14.
Yeah, I'm actually... I wish we could cancel middle school.
High school can't... It's going to be worse.
I know, but I kind of feel like... It's a big jump to go from from elementary school to middle school. I feel like from middle school to high school, I feel like maybe the jump won't be as bad. Won't be nearly as bad.
What was it like for you? Did you feel the same way? Like middle school, elementary to middle?
Me personally?
Yeah.
Me, myself personally?
Yes, I hate when people say that. That's probably why you did that.
It is. When I went, I remember being, because there's so much transition. You're going from one classroom to now you're going to several in a day. You're going to lockers, there's band, there's electives. There's freedom.
That's the biggest thing for me.
That's what I'm saying. That's like a huge jump from elementary to middle school.
Were you sitting 5B all day?
Yeah, from middle school to high school, I don't feel like there's really...
That's true.
Like, there's nothing of that. I feel like the pressure and peer pressure and like what you could get into could potentially be worse. But as far as like me... ready mentally and emotionally for my kid to go from elementary school to middle school, it's just a lot actually for me right now.
The other day I talked about this on YouTube. Isaiah was like, the kids were watching porn
at school.
Yes, because all the kids have phones.
Oh yeah.
He's like, they're kissing in the hallways.
Well, and that's what I think
they're
too,
watching porn.
All that stuff is so much earlier. Like kids are starting stuff, so they have access to stuff so much earlier.
Listen, why you mentioned that? So my first porn that I watched was very hard to get my hands on. I was also in middle school. Friend of mine stole it from his dad. He went to a friend who of ours.
Yeah, but you got it at what age in middle school? Because there goes my whole argument that they're getting stuff earlier.
No, that was in sixth grade. Maybe seventh. Well, my first interaction was Cinemax. Just scrolling when my friends had that channel.
Wait, I thought Cinemax used to be like black until you like bought it.
No, it used to have squiggly lines through it. That's the thing. You know how like the, like when the TV goes boo and it's got those bars? It would be that plus a wavy line. And we would watch porn through that.
And so be like, how, if you really wanted to watch porn, how would you watch it if it had the squiggly lines?
Concentration.
Oh, like, they was always like that? I thought Cinemax used to be black.
What do you mean, like black and white?
No, just like a black, like I could never just accidentally scroll upon a live Cinemax feed. It was like black on my TV.
If you paid for it, you had it. If you didn't, it was these squiggly line things. And you could like make out a boob sometimes.
No, so you're saying you guys didn't pay for it?
No.
So what I'm saying is we didn't pay for it either and it was black.
Oh, the channel. No. This at my friend's house, I'm not going to say his name because I don't know if he told his mom what we were doing. His was squiggly lines. And that was my first experience.
They probably did pay for it and had some sort of like parental guidance, but the technology wasn't such that as it is these days or something.
So
mine
anyway.
Was black. My house was saved. I don't know what y'all
my
was
My house
doing.
Was saved too. I told you we did this
my
at...
My friends were saved too.
Your friend was a stripper.
Hello? Who?
Are we saying names? Or we ain't? So anyway, my second interaction was the one that was probably in 7th grade, and that's when the guy had got a porn from his dad and we watched it at our friend's house. So I don't know if it's getting earlier, but I feel like the access is easier. Because
that's probably true.
Yeah, when I was in high school, I tried to look up some porn.
Crash your computer.
Crash my mom's computer. Pop-ups everywhere.
That wasn't
virus.
Your mom's computer. That was your first laptop you bought.
You lying. That is not it.
That wasn't that one?
No, this is my mom. This is in 10th grade. In El Paso.
I was thinking actually when you were in college.
No. That laptop was just a piece of crap. This was looking up XXX
video. Look porn?
No, woman. The point is...
Are you delivered from porn?
Yes.
Who did it?
Jesus did it! So the point was... But now the kids have a phone. And they literally can just Google...
Can you put parental blocks on them?
Yes.
We need to do that.
We do. But the issue is... If it's on his phone, I'm not saying we shouldn't do it, but another kid can have it, another kid can have it, another kid can have it, text message. I'm certain, I haven't figured out what it is, I'm certain there's an app that Isaiah is using to text that is not his messages, because I know kids are texting and he don't be texting, and I'm certain there's some app that we don't know about, like how Snapchat was before people figured out what it was.
I don't think he's doing that. I think they just talk to each other.
You think so?
Yes. Isaiah don't be texting like that. Every time I talk to him, he always is FaceTiming somebody.
Yeah, they be FaceTiming. He FaceTimed me on accident a couple weeks ago.
He didn't
at school, and I was listening. Like, I wish he would cuss. Let me find out.
What was they talking about?
He was just his normal self. No. He was talking about wrestling the whole time. So yeah, no, Randy Orton, bro, he does the RKO. John Cena. I mean, it was just, and I was really happy about that because I was like, okay, let me see how you talking when I ain't around. You butt-dialed me. I listened for a good 5 minutes.
That's funny.
And then I just realized he's either did this on purpose to throw me off his scent, or he really is, like, still good. And I'm just holding out hope that he's just still a sweet, sweet little boy, because he's just so innocent and sweet, and I don't want the world to taint him. Them other kids, I mean, they said there's kids. First week of school, remember, he was like, there's, like, been 3 fights this week.
Well, no.
He did.
I don't know. I just know I'm over it.
The problem is...
emotionally draining.
It's that when your kids go to middle school, it's a stark reminder that you are losing more and more control over them. Like...
No. It's not that you're losing more and more control. Well, maybe you are. But they're just being exposed to more things that are outside of your
control. What I feel like you said better than I was trying to say. They're exposed to more things.
Because actually, when I was in middle school... that's when I really remembered, like, listening to quote-unquote secular music.
Yep.
Like, and sneaking and listening to it so I could, like, have conversations with my friends at school.
Thought your house was watching,
saved. It was when my mama was there. Watching TRL so we could talk about whatever was going on that show the next day. And these are all things I could not do if my parents were home. Like, that is definitely things that I was more exposed to.
Absolutely. 100,000%. I also remember listening to the TLC Red Light Special song. I can't remember. Was that on Creep, the album?
No, that was on Crazy Sexy Cool.
Crazy Sexy Cool. I had that on tape on a Walkman. And I was listening to it. We were walking through the grocery store and my dad just took it off my ears. And he listened to it. It was on Red Light Special. He was livid.
My parents used to listen to that, but it was because my daddy wasn't saved. I had an unstable household. Because my mom was saved and my daddy wasn't.
Oh, man. Yeah, so that's... I guess in some ways he's just doing the same thing that we did.
Yeah, I actually don't like this conversation because I kind of was feeling like we were not doing all this. We were not exposed to all this. Like, oh my God.
We were.
And then you talk about it and you're kind of like, it's kind of the same.
I just think technology is more advanced. If you wanted to see, when I was yet a sinner, in eighth grade, if you wanted to see a boob, for example, you had to play 7 Minutes or Heaven or see a porn tape. There was no sending nudes.
Yeah.
There was no Google. Like, you have to see a magazine. Well, which isn't impossible, and it wasn't impossible for me, but it's a lot easier through your phone.
Yeah, that's true.
And I feel like that's the thing. Like, technology has made them more susceptible to whatever you want to see, you can see. Because I actually have heard that teens nowadays are actually more knowledgeable about sex, but are having less sex because of the internet. And because
I feel like I actually just read something like that, too.
Yeah. So, is there anything else that bothers you about middle school?
The whole idea of it. But that's it. Outside of the whole idea of it.
Yeah. So, parents, we're out here praying for you. If you got kids in high school or college, I don't even know what to tell you. I mean, my kids ain't even driving
by
yet.
I was going to say, by college, it's easier. They're grown. But
I heard a parent tell us when we were young parents, you never stop worrying about your kids. Your worries just change.
Yeah.
When they're a baby, it's... are they going to get SIDS? Remember when there days it was born, we used to go and check on him at night, make sure he was breathing, flip him over to his stomach or back. I can't remember which one's which now.
Well, it changes.
What is the SIDS? Is it stomach or back? And then when we got McKinley to, like, watch her, I realized how much I don't know about babies anymore.
Because
when we had the boys, I was like, boom, boom, burping, changing. I didn't know how to do nothing when we had to watch the baby. But anyway, and then when they learn to walk, you're worried about them bumping into stuff. They go to school. When I drop them off, I'd be taking a deep breath and praying every time because all this stuff be happening at the schools. I pray a hedge of protection over them. You know, but then, like, at this age...
a hedge?
It's a bush. It's a bush. A hedge of protection. But at this age, like, how many times do I don't even talk to my mom every week?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I can't even fathom not seeing my... my mom have seen... she go months without seeing me, sometimes a whole year. My dad was in Korea for 2 years. I only saw him, like, once or twice.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I see these kids every single day. And I guess as they age, they're going to... I remember how mad my mom used to be when I would go to your house every weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Go to aunt's house. So I guess that's how it starts. But anyway... we hate middle school. We love elementary school, except when we mess up JoJo's project, which will be a podcast for another day. That podcast will be entitled Listen to Your Kids, because we did it. Before we go, remind you, the Love Hour is coming. February, tickets available, www.kevonstage.com, followed by a comedy show, 2 great events, 1 night, romantic comedy. Come out and support us. We are taking a big leap of faith and a big financial investment and hoping that this can happen in an amazing way. We love your support.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. We'll see you next time.